It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Man, the fertilizing's all done. I did a lot of fertilizing this week. I just want to tell you, I did lots of fertilizing. Did all my fertilizing. I did fertilizing for a relative of mine. I did fertilizing for two, not one, but two of my three ex-wives. Am I a nice guy or what? You know, it makes you wonder why they... Anyway, it's all done. Now, the other ex-wife, there's a third one, didn't want me to fertilize because she's anti-fertilizer because she thinks fertilizer is bad for the environment. She's been sucked in. I tried to explain to her very intelligently that, the fertilizer that I use is very fast release in some parts and other parts are slow release, and that the plants that you have will absorb all of that fertilizer very quickly, and it'll do its job, and none of it will work its way into the waterways because I am a trained professional. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek around here, and, so the fertilizing's all done. I went through a bunch of fertilizer. You know, I didn't buy any of it. Oh, I bought the fertilizer for me, but I didn't buy any of it for anybody else. I just helped them out because I just loved fertilize. I do. I just love to fertilize. I just love to make plants grow and make them grow well. I was out on a consulting gig for a realtor friend of mine, this person that I do a lot of business with. And I was telling her that I said, I don't know how we got on the subject of refrigerators. And I said, I grew up with two fast rules that my mother taught me. My mother was the most wonderful woman in the world. God love her. I miss her so much. But she taught me two things, and she did it with fear. God love her. She told me, number one, that if you ever stuck your hand in a woman's purse, terrible things in there would do terrible things to you. So don't ever do that. And I am, in my 60s, and I have never stuck my hand in a woman's purse, which has caused me problems. You know, the last wonderful relationship I was in for 5 years with this woman, she'd want me to get something out of her purse. I would hand her purse. That's what my mom taught me. Hand them the purse. If you put your hand in there, chances are good it'll never come out. I believe my mother. I just never went into a purse. And this woman used to just get so annoyed by that. But anyway, that was one thing I learned. And then I learned another thing that was vitally important, which taught me to have a good memory. She said, the refrigerator door can only be open for 0.7 seconds. And if you don't close it by then, you have to get in, get what you want, get out, and close it. If you don't close the door that quickly, there's a chance that a trap door will open up underneath the refrigerator and you will be sucked into a vortex that you will never see anybody that cares about you again. And I always believe that. If there was one thing that would make my mother yell is if somebody had the refrigerator door open for more than 0.7 seconds. And the good part about that is I knew what was, I know what's in my refrigerator. I know where it is. I know how to get it. And I know when I put things in there, where to put them. Boom, boom, boom. Boom goes dynamite. I am out the door. Well, this realtor friend of mine, she says she'd heard the story about my mom and the trap door. And she said, I'm going to show you the best refrigerator in the world. I said, okay, I want to see it. I go over there, and she's got this Japanese-made refrigerator. I will not mention the brand name. And this thing cost like $5,000. It had a screen on the front of it, which when you pushed a little thing on the screen, it showed you everything. It was like a camera inside the refrigerator so you could see what was there. And I'm sitting there saying, $4,000 to $5,000 for that? I remember what's in there. I don't need that. Why would I want that? She goes, oh, you never have to think about it. I said, well, it has trained me. I am good. And what if that thing breaks? You know, how much is it going to cost to get it fixed? You know, my refrigerator, I've got a pretty good refrigerator, double door. It's got the ice maker thingy, you know, with the filters. And it's got in the door. I can stick my glass up there, get my ice, get my purified water. And I got the freezer on the one side, which holds everything I need, you know. And on the other side, I got, you know, a bunch of stuff for all the stuff I put in there. I don't need a computer with a camera to tell me what's in the refrigerator. I just don't. It's just bizarre. What are we coming to? And, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy. My microwave has a knob on it. It doesn't have a computer thing. I like things with knobs. My washer and my dryer, they got knobs that you turn. You know why? Because if a knob breaks, it costs like $15-$20 to replace it. If one of those computer thingies break, you're talking hundreds of dollars. You know, it's and you got to get somebody to come out and do it for you. I can replace. I can fix my own knob. I know how to do that. I just like knobs. I don't like, you know. What a drag it is getting old, I tell you. All right, I didn't get a lot of email this week, but I got a really nice picture. Oh, and by the way, Ken up in Maryland, hope you like that book. You should have it by now. I'll have to check. You should have it. Hope you like that book as much as I like that book. As a matter of fact, right after I mailed you the book, I just realized, I said, you know, I'm going to miss that book. I'm going to miss that book. And you know what happened? Right after I said that, I went out to the mailbox. And guess what was in the mailbox? Another one of the books. My ex-wife borrowed it. Anyway, I'm going to get it back. Anyway, I did get a picture in my email of a indoor palm. And this was up in Indiana, I think, is where they are located. And the palm, the blades on the, you know, the blades of the fronds were just like eaten up, but not chew marks. They were eaten up, and you could just like see through them. And they said, what is this? What is this? And it's something I haven't seen in a long time, but I cannot believe that it's on an indoor palm in Indiana. It is called palm leaf skeletonizers. And I've dealt with those in the past. They're just tiny little bugs that get on there and just chew the exterior of the palm frond off of the plant. And they're voracious. They, you know, and there's gazillions of them. And the only thing I ever used to get rid of them was something called orthene. And it's going to be really difficult for this, you know, these people to spray this plant with orthene in the house, because orthene has a smell that once you smell it, you never forget it. It smells like rotten eggs or worse. I mean, it is the worst smelling stuff in the world. Just absolutely terrible, worst tasting stuff in the world, or smelling stuff in the world. So I suggested that, you know, I said, if you could take it out on a lanai, and they emailed me right back and said they were having lows up there in the 30s at night. I said, you can't do that then. How about the garage? And but anyway, I said, get some orthene, spray it, and one application with orthene should actually work. But you're going to have to put that someplace outside of the house where you're not going to have to smell it and where the temperature is not going to get below freezing. So they're going to put it in their garage. And I asked them to take pictures. And, you know, I said, you're not going to see recovery. You're going to kill the skeletonizers like real fast. But in the wintertime, houseplants do not generally shoot out new growth. So it's going to look ugly until spring when it starts growing again. So I feel bad about that, but that's the way it is. In Florida, we take them outside even in the winter. It's very, very warm here most of the time. As a matter of fact, we had that fall thing come through this last week, and it did a good job. Like I said, I got all my fertilizing done. But today, it was 89 degrees. I'm recording this on a Thursday. It was 89 degrees outside, and my air conditioner was kicking on. I'm using the AC around the house still, and I'm recording this on November 1st. So, I like living in Florida. I really do. My daughter is in Kansas, outside of Dodge City, Kansas, where she woke up this morning to 31 degrees, and she's sending me Snapchats. Yeah, that's what I get from her, Snapchat. She sends me pictures of my grandkids on Snapchat, which I just love. But the bad thing is that the pictures go away like in 24 hours and they're gone. So I get to look at them. Oh, that's nice. But she sent me pictures of the kids all shivering. Just sent her a bunch of warm PJs for them last month. And then my other son's wife sent them a bunch of winter clothes from her kids, my other group of grandkids. So they've got winter clothes now, so everything's good there. But man, Cassie, you lived in Florida. Don't you remember what it was like here? You want to live out there in the wilderness? And she lives in the wilderness. I mean, she lives 35 miles from the closest 7-Eleven. How's that? So they have to do their grocery shopping. They have to really plan for things. They really have to plan for where they live. And God forbid somebody gets sick. But that's where she wants to be. So God bless her. I love her dearly. Hey, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Getting cold outside. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. It's not getting cold where I live. We had 89 degrees here today in the wide and wonderful where I live. We did have a brief fall here this week. You know, it got nice for a few days. And it's not outrageously hot now, but it was 89 today. But everywhere else, it's getting cold. And, my daughter woke up to terrible cold temperatures, and she did ask me. She said, "Dad." I said, "What?" She goes, "I had to move a bunch of plants indoors." I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "I want to make sure that they survive the move indoors." And you always talked about what to do with that. And I said, "Yes." And I said, "What did I tell you?" I wanted to know if she remembered. I wanted to know if I was a good teacher for my daughter. She said, "Move them in and put them near the biggest window that you can to where they're getting as much light as they can. And keep them away from the heater and make sure that you mist them a couple of times during the day if you're running the heater with a little mist bottle just to keep them nice." And she goes, "And to use a product." I said, "Yeah, what's the product?" She goes, "Well, that's what I'm having a hard time remembering." I said, "How could you have such a hard time with that?" She goes, "It was Super something." I said, "Yes. It was Super Thrive." She goes, "Yes, yes, yes." I said, "Where do I get Super Thrive?" She said. I said, "I buy, you know, you can buy them on Amazon. I buy mine at a place called the Pest Control General Store up in Holiday. But you can buy it on Amazon. I see it on Amazon." She goes, "Do I need, like, you know?" I said, "Get a little, the smallest bottle they have. It'll last you a long time. My grandbabies will be big kids by the time you stop using that. One capful in a gallon of water and spray the foliage and then water the plant with it one time, just one time, and that will keep it from going into shock as you move the plants into the house for the winter." And she said, "Dad." I said, "What?" She goes, "You're a smart guy." I said, "Nah." I said, "I've been married three times. Come on." She goes, no, "You're a smart guy." She said, you could manufacture your own version of that." I said, "No, I couldn't." She goes, "Why not? You know how to do this sort of thing. You could make this. You could have Michael Super Thrive version of something." I said, "Nah, I couldn't, because it is truly a secret formula. I met the doctor who created it, the horticulturist. He's a PhD. Flamboyant man, don't even know if he's still alive. I kind of doubt he was, because I met him in 1986, and he was in his late 70s then. So, he's got to be gone. But anyway, brilliant man. But it's a super secret formula." And my daughter says, "But Dad, doesn't the government know?" I said, "Nope, they don't have to know. Because here's the law." You see, I talked about this many years ago, way back then in the 80s. I talked to this with my good friends who own Dr. Chatelier's Plant Food. And I said, "You know, why couldn't we make something like that?" And they explained it to me, the way that the law works on things like this. If you make a fertilizer, you got to tell the whole world what's in it and how it's done and what, you know, amounts of everything that's in it and what it's derived from, you, it's got to be on the label. Everybody can see it. There are no secrets. So, you know, I could go. Now, Dr. Chatelier's is no longer being manufactured. It was the best soluble fertilizer ever. If I wanted to, and I kind of do, but I kind of don't, but if I wanted to, I could go and I could manufacture my own version of that. I couldn't call it Dr. Chatelier's because my friends who retired it years ago, many, many years ago, still own the name. I once offered them a whole bunch of money for the name several years ago, and they weren't interested in selling the name because they always said they were going to get back into it. Well, now they're in their 70s and they're not going to get back into it. But they, as a matter of fact, they own a goat farm. But, you know, they don't want to sell it. So, but I could come up with my own version of their fertilizer. And I could manufacture, because there's no secrets on a fertilizer label. But when it comes to Super Thrive, it's not a fertilizer. It is something else. It's a adjuvant. It's a, what do they call it? It is a some other type of supplement. You don't have to say what's in it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Super Thrive label, it says there's 50 vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other stuff and hormones and all this. And if you open up the thing and you smell it, it smells like vitamins. And, you know, but you don't know what it is. You don't know how it's mixed. You don't know anything about it. The only thing I know is I've never seen anything like it, and I've been in this business a long time, and I've never seen a product like it anywhere that even comes close to it. There are other products that are like it, but they don't even come close to it. Ortho Root Stimulator is like it, but it doesn't come close to it, in my opinion. But and there's a bunch of them out there, but none of them come even close. And I'm going to tell you something. All of the big professionals, the arborists, the commercial growers, the commercial landscapers, all of the big successful ones use Super Thrive when they transplant something. They use Super Thrive if there's cold damage. They use Super Thrive, you know, for any kind of stress that a plant is under. They use Super Thrive, and they know it's going to work because it works every time without fail. And I have tested this stuff when I was teaching. We tested this stuff, you know, like you would not believe. We independently tested this stuff because I was curious. And so are my students, you know, and unbelievably, the stuff always works. Now, I'm not connected with this company at all. I know nothing about them. They're in California. I just know that they got a secret formula that works. And if I was smart enough to come up with a secret formula that worked as well, I'd be doing well. I couldn't do that. I could manufacture the version of Dr. Chatelier's if I wanted to. I could do that. But, you know, that'd take a big capital investment. And, you know, at my age, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't know how to sell it. I wish somebody else would. You know, I would assist somebody else if they wanted to. You know, I would advise, but I don't know how to sell it. I don't know how to market it. You know, I don't know how to get it into all the Walmarts and all that good type of stuff. And that's what you would have to do. So, you know, but I can't make Super Thrive, Cass. I'm sorry. I'd love to make some Super Thrive, but I can't make that. That's just a little bit of background on stuff, you know. Pesticides, same way. You can't make your own pesticides. Getting a pesticide label through the EPA costs millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. There's ways around it, and I own an EPA certified EPA label on one pesticide that I no longer manufacture because there's other products that are much better than it is now. You know, not when I sold a bunch of it, but now there are newer products on the market that do a much, much better job. So I don't manufacture this product, but I own the EPA registration and I got it. I got an EPA registration and it didn't cost me millions and millions and millions of dollars. It cost me a big tin of my late mother's chocolate chip cookies, which I got a lot of data from a professor for. And she was just as happy as could be to give it to me. And, you know, and a lot of tenacity and do-it-yourself stuff. But, yeah. can't make pesticides either. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You know, I grow a really good tomato, and I hate tomatoes. I just truly do not like tomatoes. But I grow absolutely delicious tomatoes. And how do I know? I have not eaten a tomato since 1958. No. 1957, summer of 1957 was the last time I ate a tomato. How's that? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek in charge. And you say, but Michael, why don't you eat tomatoes? I don't know. It involves a relative of mine. Do I want to tell this? I think I may have told it before, but I think I've avoided telling it. When I was a young child, just a young child, everybody's got in their family the weird uncle. Okay? You know, they're called like drunk Uncle Bobs. This wasn't a drunk Uncle Bob, but it was a drunk Uncle somebody. I'm not going to name him. And he was not a nice guy. Let's just go with that. He was not a swell guy in my mind. So I'm not naming him because he has children that are alive that, you know, I don't know if they listen to the show or not. But anyway, but they know this story. They do know this story. They're very familiar with this story. And I went, my brother and I, my parents wanted to have a romantic weekend. I'm guessing, as I look back at it now, I didn't know that then, but I'm just guessing. So they took us over to this uncle's house, the uncle and the aunt, and they, you know, they got kids, you know, and to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They were going to come pick us up on Sunday. So we actually went over there early on Friday. They dropped us off at about 3:30 on Friday, and there we were. And about, I don't know, 5:30, 5:45 at night, it was dinner time. And we all sat there down for dinner, and, you know, my aunt made a really nice dinner. And there was sliced tomatoes. And my uncle said, here, have some tomatoes. I said, I don't like tomatoes. I'm a young kid. Yeah, I don't like tomatoes. I just said, I didn't know if I liked tomatoes or not. If you want to know the truth, I just said it. You know, I was more interested in the fried chicken. I was not interested in the mashed potatoes, in the green beans. That all looked really good. And I remember that's what was there. But the tomatoes. And he just looked at me. And he passed the tomatoes around to somebody else, and then he went out to the kitchen. He got another tomato, and he sliced it up, one whole tomato, sliced it all up, and he put it on my plate. He goes, you're going to eat that tomato. I said, I don't want to eat that tomato. Everybody else had like one or two slices. He goes, you're going to eat that tomato. I said, I don't know. You're going to eat the tomato. And then he looks at me, and he says, you see that clock up there? I said, yeah. He says, when that hand gets to that place right there, if you have not eaten that tomato, I'm going to take my belt out and whip your butt. And I sat there, and I knew he would. I knew that he would. So, consequently, and I could tell you another story about him having to do with tomatoes that happened a year later, but I'm not going to. But anyway, I got to where I had like about 30 seconds left, and he's looking, and he takes his belt off and lays it on the table. So I just sat there, and I gobbled down a whole tomato, just like that. One, two, three, blum, 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 swallowed it down. And then he said, and for that, you can go to bed now. It's like, you know, 6:15. You can go to bed. So I had to go to bed, ate the tomato,
went to bed. Next morning, get up bright and early. Everybody gets up. And I get, you know, and I walk out to the telephone, the old rotary dial telephone. And it was a long distance call to get back, you know, to my parents' house. But I knew my phone number. So I dialed O and I said, I would like to make a long distance call to Woodward 34104. That was our phone number. I dialed the number and my dad answered the phone. And I told him what went on. And I said, please come get me. He said, we'll be right there. And sure enough, they drove the 50 miles or whatever it was and picked us up on Saturday morning, so I didn't have to endure that anymore. But since that day, since that very day, I have not eaten another tomato. Another tomato has not gone into my mouth, except in the form of tomato sauce, you know, in spaghetti sauce, you know, or on a pizza. But as far as a tomato all by itself, it has never gone into my mouth because I made a vow that morning in 1957 that I would never eat another tomato. And to this day, I have yet to do that. That being said, I have a daughter who loves tomatoes. And she wanted me to grow her tomatoes. Well, I studied everything that a tomato loves, and I'm going to share that with you. And so I used an earth box to grow the tomatoes. If you don't know what an earth box is, it's a plastic box. You put dirt in it. It's got a drainage system underneath it. You lay fertilizer in it, and you just grow your stuff. It works really well. Look it up. It's really good. And I set out to grow tomatoes for my daughter. And I bought some tomato plants and I put them out there and I fertilize them on a regular basis. And one of the things I learned from the people who own Dr. Chatelier's fertilizer was that tomatoes, that's what they are, they're tomatoes. Tomatoes love calcium. They love calcium a lot. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Chatelier's fertilizer had 6% calcium. Now, Dr. Chatelier's also manufactured a tomato special that had 8% calcium. So I went out and I bought calcium nitrate and I mixed it with other fertilizer that I had that I made. And that's what I fertilized the tomatoes with for my daughter. And I'm going to tell you something. The calcium that I added to that just made those tomatoes, according to my daughter, who loves tomatoes, the best tasting tomatoes she had ever had in her life. And I thought, well, this is good. I'm going to experiment some more. So I grew another set of tomatoes, and I used the earth box. And in the earth box, there's a thing where you dig a little trench along the side of where you're going to put your plants, and you can lay fertilizer in there. Well, I actually put some citrus fertilizer in there because that's what I had laying around. And then to that, I added a bunch of bone meal, which is also going to have the calcium. I did not use calcium nitrate. I just used the bone meal. Just dumped the bone meal in there, covered it up, and went through the watering thing just like that. Sure enough, man, the tomatoes are growing up, and they're getting big, and they're plump, and they're juicy, and they're just really nice. And I said, Cassie, how's my tomatoes? And she tasted the tomatoes, and she goes, Dad, these tomatoes are absolutely excellent. She had one of her girlfriends over who loved tomatoes. She says, I want to try. So they just love those tomatoes. They said, these are just excellent. She said, now, they weren't quite as good as the last ones. The last ones were really good, but these are good. If you just made me these from now on, I'd be happy. So here is the simple way to make or to grow tomatoes. And there's lots of different varieties of tomatoes that you can grow. And the question is, do you buy tomatoes from seeds or do you buy the starter plants? And my answer is I have done both very successfully. I personally, when I have time, like to grow them from seed, but I am not above buying from starter plants and just plopping them in the ground. The key is the nutrition. The key is what they get to eat. You know, what they absorb in the soil. And here's what I found by using the earth box over and over again to grow nothing but tomatoes in. The more I used the bone meal, the more that bone meal worked its way into the soil itself. But every time I would grow a new crop, I would put more bone meal in along with the, you know, fertilizer that I used. And the fertilizer I used, it really didn't matter about the fertilizer. I think I used some 10-10-10 on it once, but I just dumped the bone meal in that. And as you continually water, and the bone meal just kind of works its way through the soil. And the next batch of tomatoes that I made, they said were better yet. And then I had neighbors coming over and eating my tomatoes and saying, oh, these are so good. How do you do this? What's the secret? And I said, I'm not going to tell you, but I told them. And I just told them how to do it. It is not complicated. You'd be surprised how many people do not do it. And I wish, here's what I wish. I wish there was a company that made a tomato fertilizer that had the calcium worked right into it. It would make things a lot easier, but you do it the way I say. If you grow it like, and if you grow them in the ground, you can do the same thing. Just use a bunch of bone meal. And you're going to have to experiment as to how much, because I was doing it in an earth box, but you should use a bunch of bone meal. And it will work, and you will have good, tasty tomatoes. So how's that? I mean, how does it get any better than that? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. My email is michael.kroos@gmail.com. That is michael.kroos@gmail.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have your trees ready for winter? It's something to start thinking about right now if you haven't already. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek. And, you know, we have to think about trees in winter. If you live up north, even if you live in Florida, where I do, and let me tell you why. Well, I don't know if it was so much winter, but probably a year ago, my son Zach and I went out, did a consultation at a house, and they had a bunch of oak trees growing over the top of this guy's house, and small limbs were dropping off on the guy's roof. And I said, listen, you need to get an arborist out here, and you need to trim these trees way back, and you need to fertilize these trees. But you need to do that. And they did not take my suggestion. They did neither of those things. And I got a call, when was it? Monday. And they said that one of the branches on one of the trees, just in the middle of the day, fell down on the roof, on their family room, and went through their family room. Just like that. Now, the same thing happened to me. Luckily, a large branch on an oak tree in my front yard fell in my front yard. Just missed my house. And I mean, it just missed my house. But I mean, it was so... Zach was living here then. And when the tree, the branch fell, the whole house shook. I mean, the ground shook. I thought there was a plane crash or something out in the front. I really did. And Zach and I are like running around, just scrambling, not knowing what had happened. And we went out the front door, and there was the tree. I mean, you couldn't, you know, right out the front door, there's the tree. There's the branch that fell. And I mean, just did... I am so glad that my SUV was parked up close to the garage, not where I normally park it, okay? Not where I normally park it, but I had pulled it up close. I had backed it into the garage because I unloaded a bunch of stuff into the garage from the back of my car. on that day. So, I mean, I backed right up to the garage door so it'd be easy to unload all this stuff. And had I not done that, it would have come, because it came down in the driveway right where my car was normally parked. And by the way, my car was not leaving because there was a tree there. I mean, we had to go out there with chainsaws and go to work just to get the car out. That's how bad it was. Well, what happened to my client was worse. It went through their family room. And when I, you know, I said, wow. They wanted me to come over and take a look at it. I said, okay. So I just popped over, you know. I don't know why they wanted me to come. I told them what to do, and they didn't do it. But when I got over there and I looked, the large branch that had fallen off was hollow down, you know, right at the end where it jointed into the tree, and the trunk of the tree was hollow. And I said, this tree needs to come down. And so now they are going to spend, well, their insurance company is going to spend. So, you know, I guess they don't, it's not coming out of their pocket, but their house is totally messed up. But, you know, the insurance company is going to spend a lot of money to remove that tree. And I said, well, on top of that, you got to get, you know, you got to work in to get these trees trimmed back, because you're going to, it's not the end of this whole thing. It's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And they wanted me to give a statement, write a statement. They were going to pay me to write a statement of what I thought the tree was worth so that they could get the insurance money to replace the tree. I said, I'm not going to. I said, number one, I don't do that kind of work. But I referred them to a friend of mine. Actually, I gave them two friends' names and numbers who do just that. And they charge a lot of money to the insurance companies for that. But, you know, to just come out and do, look at all of the, you know, and say what they're all worth. But because they're going to have to, you know, I said, I think I'd be more concerned about fixing the house than replacing the tree. I think the last thing in the world you want to do is replace the tree. But somebody said, oh, you can get money for the tree. I said, okay. So I referred them to two consultants that I know. And one of them's a really good friend. One of them, yeah. And but both of them, that's what they do. They, in situations like this, they go out and do these estimates of what trees are worth, primarily for insurance, and then they wind up testifying in court and charging a lot of money and doing all of this thing. But if you have not trimmed back your trees already, it's time, kids. It's time to, and if it's something you can't do, and I understand that, especially if you have large branches going over the house, it's time to bring in a professional and do that. Now, at my old house, I had one large oak tree in the front. And it hung over my next-door neighbor's driveway. And I just felt bad about that, but I didn't mind. I climbed up in the tree, and I took my chainsaw up there, and I just trimmed it back every year. It just seemed to grow out even more. But, you know, I was real happy to trim that back so it wasn't dropping goop all over their cars. But more importantly, that, you know, if there was a windstorm or something, that a large branch wouldn't come down and crunch their cars. I just went and did that myself. Now the tree is so big that the former Mrs. Gross has to pay a tree surgeon to come out and do that. I said, I got a better idea. Why don't you pay a tree surgeon to remove that tree? And she goes, I would love to. But she was in the same situation that I'm in. In her municipality, she, you know, she hired a tree service, and they said, I'm going to tell you right now, the city's not going to let you take this thing down. And sure enough, they applied to get a permit to remove the tree because it was just bulky, and it was just a mess. And tree, oh, no, got to save the trees. You know, you got to keep this tree. You cannot take this tree down. And so now she's appealing it. Well, the arborist is appealing it, and the deal's going to be, they can take the tree down, which is going to cost her about $4,000. But she's got to replant three trees for the one tree that they're taking down if this appeal wins. And I don't even know if it's going to win. And so, and she doesn't want any trees in the yard. And I don't blame people for not wanting trees in the yard. Trees are wonderful in the forest, but they're not wonderful in your yard. They're not wonderful near your plumbing. They're not wonderful near your house, and they're certainly not wonderful near your driveway, in my opinion. Now, there are arborists who disagree with me, and there are people who disagree with me. And, you know, I know people who buy their houses based on the fact that there's trees growing over them, under the misguided situation that, oh, it's going to save them so much money in air conditioning because the tree is shading the house. The tree is dropping stuff on your roof that is destroying your roof and is making your roof last a quarter of the time that it would normally last. So I hope you're enjoying the money savings from air conditioning. And not to mention, if a branch drops, you're in big trouble. Anyway, it's tree time, everybody. It's winter. Get to work. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.